The North American International Auto Show takes place at Detroit's Cobo Hall all this week. Now, during last week's press review, WKAR's Peter Wharf checked out the latest models and new car technology. Peter stopped by the General Motors area to zero in on Chevrolet's electric vehicles. Anne-Marie Damon is a North American International Auto Show product specialist, and she was Peter's tour guide for a discussion of Chevy's new Spark. That's the updated Chevy Volt.
There are a few changes. If you're looking at the roof of the vehicle, it no longer has that shiny black roof. People were kind of mistaking that for solar panels for us. So it now has actually a body-colored roof. On the interior, you've got some different options there as well. And it now actually has a center armrest in the rear seat. It's actually a removable armrest, kind of convenient. So if you do still want to use that rear hatch space for larger items for cargo holding, you have a little more space there, but you still have the option of the armrest as well.
Are we looking at any new developments or differences in actual battery runtime and distance?
Previous years, it had been a 35-mile EPA estimated range. It's now a 38-mile estimated range. And one of the other things they've done is that you now have the choice of whether you want to go onto battery mode immediately or go on to that extended range generator mode. So there's actually a button on it now that you can press and say you want to, say you know you're going to be driving around a city for about 40 miles in the day, but you have a freeway drive to get there. You can put it onto EV hold mode, go directly onto the generator, and save your battery power for when you get to the city.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
And
what about the Spark?
The Spark?
Yeah,
EV
absolutely.
As well?
Yeah, you bet.
We don't have the EV here. We had it the first couple of press days. We've moved it now,
okay.
But it would be just like this little guy over here, the little green one. So
okay.
If you want to go stand by that one, we can do that. But it's a fully plug-in electric.
Well, Anne-Marie, tell us what we're looking at here and how this sort of compares and contrasts with a Volt.
All right. Well, this is the Spark EV. Well, the one we're actually looking at here is the regular Spark. This is just our mini car for the 2014 model year, summer of 2013, California and Oregon. We are going to have a fully plug-in electric version of the Spark. It's called the Spark EV. So unlike the Volt, it does not have that backup extended range system on it, but it does have a larger distance that you're expected to get on the battery. From what they're telling us, it is going to be among the best in its class, which means you're going to have a range of upwards of 80 miles on a single charge. It will charge in either a 120 or a 240 at home. 240 charging time is anticipated to be under 7 hours, so it should be pretty easy overnight charging for you. And it will be the first vehicle in the industry to use a DC SAE fast charge, which will bring the battery to 80% of its total capacity in 20 minutes. So kind of a game changer as far as electric vehicles go.
That's an amazingly quick charge-up speed.
Yes, it is the kind of thing that allows you to take a little rest stop, get yourself a snack, stretch your legs, continue on to wherever you're going without having to sit down for several hours. Will hopefully get people a little more comfortable with the idea of an electric car as their only vehicle.
Is part of this more of an entry level as compared with a Volt?
It is definitely a little more entry level. It is a smaller vehicle. Like I said, it would be in the mini car segment, whereas the Volt is a compact. So you've got less room in there. It's still a four-seater. You actually have a surprising amount of headroom in this one. You still have some good cargo room in there as well. But it's a simpler vehicle than the Volt. The Volt is definitely our more upscale electric at this point.
Anne-Marie, thanks very much for an update on the Volt and a look at the new Spark.
You're very welcome.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.
What's the red one? Is that
the red one's a plain Spark as well. So these are both just the plain ones. I don't know why they decided to take the EV away, but maybe because...